You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. Perhaps it's interesting at the beginning today to play a little bit with the breath. Maybe feeling the out-breath, letting it scoop deep, like dipping into a well, letting the out-breath dip deep into the body. Pouring out the old breath. Maybe noticing the quality of mind during the out-breath. The inner atmosphere, the beginning of the out-breath, middle, towards the end, extending the end a bit, if you wish, and afterwards. Before the in-breath, the quality of mind, the inner atmosphere. Maybe playing with the feeling of the energy moving down the front of the body with the out-breath. Letting go of the old, letting go of control, letting go of ideas. About yourself, your past, your future. The people you know, the places you've been, falling out. Energy flowing down the front of the body with the out-breath. So maybe letting the chest relax down, the eyes relax, the face relax. Maybe with the in-breath, a feeling of rising energy up the back. Just to play for a while. The back of the body, the back of the legs, back of the head. Gentled and filled with the rising in-breath. Breathing out down the front. Letting the face, the eyes, heart, the chest. Rest down into the lower belly, lower back. Breathing out down the front. And in up the back. Just noticing where there may be lack of flow, a feeling of big rocks or small rocks in the stream, and just feeling that. Feeling flow and non-flow. And then letting go of the breath for a while. Melting the body into the ground. Inviting a sense of the body being held by both the air and the ground. Really, finally allowed to be itself, to just be here as it is. Perfect. Letting the body be perfect. Perfectly also held in ground and air. And just feeling the difference between the sort of maybe buzzing, upset kind of mind energy that doesn't want to let the body be perfect. Just as it is. The mind that won't accept its the mind's activity that makes something wrong. Just feeling the difference, the perfect body already here. Not our ideal body. Disturbing our, upsetting our ideas, being itself. Feeling the busyness of the mind in regard to the body, the pressure. Pride and embarrassment, activity. And just letting the mind part own its disorder, its disordering, problem making. Let the mind realize, I am interfering. I am making trouble. I am upset because I want it different from what it is. though I hardly begin to even know what this is, this body. I want it different. Or I want it to stay the same. Letting the body be perfectly itself here. A pool of cells. Simple, intricate, received in ground and air, welcome in life. And where there's discomfort or pain in the body, of course, we don't like it. We want it to go away, of course. But perhaps there's somewhere that we can accept and maybe already accept. This is the body in communication with itself. The body, a pool or cloud, a cluster of energy for a while. Allowing it to be at home on the earth in the moment. Allowing it to start to pull consciousness into now, out of planning. Out of past. Out of all that that's wrong, that's gone on, that's past. All that's gone on that now doesn't recognize, that the body just now doesn't need. Kind of letting the body shake off the habits of past and future planning. The habits of being someone and disappearing also. Melting body into this impossible here-ness. Not what we wanted or planned or even think it is. Letting it be. And letting what it is start to pull consciousness into connection with that freshness that isn't past or planning. Or imagination. Or habit. There are things that have gone wrong. And we do sincerely hope and wish to make amends and learn from experience. But right now, giving a chance for another way, rather than being always in connection with the past. An experiment of just feeling through all that screen of past and future, letting body pull you in to now, even the lightest sense of body. Though we know the body is heavy, the experience of body may be light. Maybe not much. There's maybe not much to feel, but it is still what we call body. It's enough. Like a child on an adventure, we keep following through on our own experience. When we notice our own experience of the body is not how we thought the body is, we go with the experience for now. We know the body must be heavy. It has a certain weight. We know it takes up a certain amount of space. We know. The now experience might be, I can sort of feel that feeling of pressure there that I guess means weight. I guess. And I also feel a lot of lightness. Something taking up much more room than the skin, what's within the skin. Letting it be, letting body experience be as it is. In some ways, there's so many pixels. Texture, weight, movement, location. Cool and warm. Dense and spacious. Contact. Presence, aliveness, vibration. And in some ways, even though there's all of those streams of experience, also, in a way, we can't quite find substance. We can't quite find solid body. Let it be as it is in your own experience. There isn't a right or wrong way to feel and receive body. The experience of body is just perfectly itself. A little bit, a lot, very heavy, very light, cold, hot, both, everything, nothing. Letting it really sink in that the direct experience of body is different from our ideas about it. Completely different. And rediscovering time and again this very light interest in the direct experience, the quality of a leaf falling, gradually to the ground, not in a straight line. So light. Lightly falling into a kind of interest. In now. Including maybe also the heart, chest area, emotional life, feeling life, human sensitivity, power, including the heart with the body, letting it be perfectly itself. Locating that not liking of the emotional life at times. That not liking of what we have in the shadows of the psyche. That not liking is interfering in the perfection of the heart, the as it is-ness, let's say. The being perfectly itself. And just for a while, an invitation to your own inner self, inner world, to let heart and body be perfectly itself, lying or sitting here. And feeling the sort of angry bees of our mental reaction to it, what we don't like, of where we're afraid. Just asking those angry bees to stay to their hive for a while, just a bit to the side. Heart and body, perfectly itself. Not our ideal, but recognizing the ideal as the disordering factor. Letting it all be. Forgiveness for the angry bees that keep coming and stinging us. But still asking them to please give some rest. Some cool space for heart and body. For a while. What if nothing's wrong with you? Nothing. What if? Letting the possibility that there's nothing wrong with you at all, letting that possibility reorganize you, your inner landscape. Letting heart and body rest quietly as much as possible. Held comfortably with space to be itself. And just allowing for a while the sounds to come through. Just as it is. Just as it is. Each sound perfectly itself. Each sound so juicy with itself, expressing so much of life. In specific and gone. And the qualities of body and heart could also be allowed to be so juicy with itself. And gone. Each moment, each quality, each sensation, each emotion moment, perhaps an invitation also to the thinking, the head, the brain, the mind. Also to be like a lake held within the earth, in the lap of the earth, within earth and air. Just being itself. It's training being played out, it's doing what it's been told to do. And then feeling, where is your gravitation? You're the sweetest, subtlest, or deepest, most alive, most joyful, most traceless, whatever kind of way of finding your gravitation, place, center. Where, if you were the lightest possible, would you be pulled into? Where is your attraction towards being pulled into what you love most, what you're here for? Where is the easiest access to that potent love or depth? Where in the body is a resting place? With access. And continually playing with and feeling how little effort may be needed to be attracted to loving what you love, to be attracted to resting in that place in the body that has a bit more access. To your deepest. Sense of life, your deepest knowing what's important. So not waking up a bunch of thinking, but just being drawn to that place. And when you notice you're kind of pushing and trying too much, start again relaxing and being pulled to your place, lower belly, for example. And yes, there will be forces that go against that very subtle attraction to your center. There will be reactivity. There will be storms. There are. And we could just not be bothered by that fact. Sometimes there's feeling awful. Or too much energy. Exciting, but too much. Or too little. But all of that need not disturb us. It's not necessarily a problem. If we let it be part of the way life keeps unfolding, just like the way the planetary life keeps unfolding. And if it feels, for example, too much lightness for you, then a feeling for groundedness may be there. And you can allow that subtle pull Ah, ground would be good. Letting yourself be pulled into groundedness. Or we may simply find that in our experience as we quieten, that we can allow both lightness and groundedness, subtlety and vastness. And that's where we feel at ease and at home. That those seeming opposites, light and grounded, wide and specific, subtle, sensitive and impersonal, those seeming opposites often are part of our experience when we feel settled, when we feel at home. And so let there be upset and storm. But we can feel that's not all that's happening. There's room for that, and that's not all. There's also what's sort of underneath the storm, untouched, untouched quiet. Or okayness. Not a trying to get okay, but an already okay, even though I'm not okay. So leaving room for a subtle and yummy an attraction to your center as is available. Trying harder if needed, trying less hard if possible. So we're making a new experiment of when there's less energy burned off in trying too hard. In trying to figure out what's right and wrong, when there's less energy burned off and discharged that way, what does life do? When we leave space for life to be itself. So as restfully as possible in center, including the breath, if that feels wonderful or helpful, including sounds, if that's helpful or lovely, uplifting, clarifying. Mostly just towards an inner atmosphere of resting, whether that's just a little or a lot, a sense of resting, or a love of the feeling of resting, if there's not a sense that you can really rest yet. And as we learn resting, we can leave room for where there's awkwardness, unease, in so many layers of our being, in the thinking and the feeling, emotions, body. And yet maybe also somewhere, something that's at rest, that's okay, even though, that's at peace. And it can be worth a bit of a stretch, feeling through all the distractions and interference, judgmental mind, to that subtle feeling of, yes, there are all these things that have gone wrong. And also there's this peace or love or at-homeness. So subtle I can barely feel it. I'm not even sure what I'm feeling, but there it is, here it is. My love is here. Is there a question or anything to share?
Could I share what I was going to share last night? So, is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. it's just been on my mind, and it's such a neat thing I wanted to share with people. About, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I came upon two articles in newspapers. They had been written about 6 months apart, so they weren't related to each other at that moment. But they were fascinating to me, and one of them was about, and it's related to what you were talking about last night, one of them was about this building. There's a museum of sort in London that's, the whole thing is about insects. They have specimens of every single insect that was ever known anywhere in the world. And this building is just huge, gigantic. It's a very big building, all filled with insects. And there was an insect that was found on the wall outdoors of that building that was unknown. And it was crawling around outside the building. And I just thought that was just the coolest thing. It was really neat. So that was one thing. And then about 6 months later, I read another article that they discovered a new insect that eats plastic. Mm-hmm. Newly discovered, never known about insect that eats plastic. So we were just talking about how nature rejuvenates itself and creates whatever is needed to be created. Mm. And so I just wanted to share that. I remember it from 10 years ago because they were both so, wow. For me, they were amazing. Mm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anyone else?
Something funny happened yesterday in that meditation. I had suddenly this, like a memory of a really strong taste, suddenly really intense, and it was really sharp and tangy and acid. And then, suddenly there was the body reaction to that. Mm. Almost like, yeah, you bite something and you go, oh, that's you, like that. But even stronger, the reaction. And then the taste memory had gone, and there was just this body flushing through this funny reaction. And then it came this thought, that was like a body memory of something I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it was letting go of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards you were talking about the created, and I thought, oh, but was that me creating that? Was that my imagination? And that's what it was. Because what actually happens, the taste, and then the body reaction, and then the thought.
Yeah. I think that the thought afterwards could be limiting. Limiting. Like there could be, there often are so many factors for something that happens. Mm. So it could be that there was a memory that got kind of freed.
Mm.
It could be other things too. And so letting it be, but also feeling when there's a good idea, like that could be true, where how that feels in the body, and do you have a feeling in your body of that being limiting, too narrowly defined, too early conclusion,
no.
Or anything like that?
No. It was like, well, just like that came afterwards, the thought didn't.
I guess I mean like not only that time, but other times when there's a conclusion and then we're like, I wonder if that's my imagination or kind of somehow accurate.
Yeah.
But even an accurate thing can be interference.
Yeah, but it's funny to how to know sometimes what is actually the body telling you something and what is superimposing from the mind.
Yeah, very hard to tell. But I think that it can be cool to leave it open, like that might be true, and I wonder if anything else. Probably there. It seems like a lot comes together in every
thing. Yeah, like I saw this thing from Thich Nhat Hanh a few days ago, where he's set up in a university with a scientist, and the scientist gives a long spiel about how there's no consciousness in an electron. And then says, so, to Thich Nhat Hanh, and he just goes into this thing about our bodies having the ancestors of not just our human ancestors, but of plants and minerals and vegetation and everything going back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's with all of that. And he just does it really cool. And then he turns to this lotus plant on the table. And he said, but actually this flower has got intelligence. So it must have consciousness. Because it's not creating suffering. And I'm lucky to know that I'm a human who's not above that plant with its own intelligence. And people in the audience have been quite pushy and laughing at this, the way the scientist was kind of putting him down. And then it just went. It went quiet. It was sweet.
Cool. It's lovely to be reminded of that chance to feel when there's the feeling above or below added in somewhere, and how good when it's burst that bubble.